therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then, say, for then shall I make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. Look at verse 9. He said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Say that. Say, the Lord, my God is with me wherever I go. He gives me wisdom because I trust him with all of my heart. I refuse to lean to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I continuously at all times acknowledge him, and he directs my path. When I'm mad and upset, most likely it's not him. Hallelujah. Somebody shout 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 hallelujah. Say, I am. I will become a very, very diligent person. Amen. In the things of the word is what I have reference to. Proverbs 12 and 24. Proverbs 12 and 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. And that is one of the ones that is talking about. It says the hand, the hard work will give you power. Being lazy will make you a slave or a laborer, forced labor. So you have to be diligent. Then another translation said the diligent will rule while the lazy will be put to forced labor. Say, I'm diligent. Say, I'm a ruler. I take authority over situations in my life because I'm diligent to trust God, to have his wisdom, and to do faithfully, as Joshua did, what he says. Hallelujah. 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 Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. We're talking about that diligence and sticking with it and knowing that you know who God is, and then you refuse to do anything else. You refuse to hear anything else. You refuse to experience or expect anything else. Amen, because you're trusting the Lord with all of your heart. You know, in some Proverbs 3, we talked about 5 and 6, but you don't have to turn there. But in verse 7, it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns, thy bank accounts, and thy whatever be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with what? New wine. 4 and 22, we're being diligent now. My son, do what? Attend to my words. Proverbs 4:20. Attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. What? Let them not depart from thine eyes. That means I'm diligent to study the word of God. I'm constantly studying. I'm constantly meditating on. I have a problem. I have a need. I want to witness. I want to win souls. I go to the word. And I go to the word and I do what the word says. And I get what kind of results? Word results. I get what? Word results. I get what? Word results. Do you think the devil's ever going to quit? You have to constantly keep your faith built up. You should always have a faith project. Constantly, not, oh, I got this and I'm going to sit back and relax. No. Kind of reminds me when we were growing up and going to the field. You got up in the spring and they planted. He had to help plant. A few times. I didn't have to help plant, except the garden. And so the crop came up and you get the hoe. Up and down those cotton rows, up and down those corn rows, up and down those sorghum rows, up and down those potato rows. Now you had to set them out first. But we finally got through chopping. But what? We couldn't relax because by the time we got through chopping cotton grass over here, we were ready to pick over here. And we were constantly working, is what I'm saying. You got to constantly keep your faith going. Amen? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep building up your faith in God. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life. So the word is my life. When I diligently seek the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And so you got to watch what you say, and what you say needs to be the word of God. Tell your neighbor, say, what you say needs to be. Now let's change that. Must be the word of God. If you want God results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to give you a couple more because our time is up. But your words, let's look at Matthew 12 and 37 right quick, or just jot it down. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say what I need to say based on the word of God. I'm not going to say based on the circumstances, but I'm going to say it based on the word of God. You know, we used to say about children, oh, he's so bad. Well, I learned early, I never did say my children were bad. You tell your child you did a bad thing. I remember once, been several years ago, we had gone to Greenville to a church, and we went to a restaurant, I think it was, or a store or something. Anyway, I went to the restroom, and a lady came in there. I never saw her, and she never saw me. But she had a little child in there. She said, you're your bad self. Blah, blah. I said, listen, lady. I said, you don't know me, and I don't know you. I said, but don't call your baby bad. Don't tell your baby he is bad. I said, baby, you did a bad thing, but you are a loving, sweet child. By your what? Words. By your what? Words. Maybe we should stop saying Jordan is so active. Jordan on his head. Come here, look at me. I'm upside down. And what did I say? He sure has a lot of energy. Praise the Lord. By your words.